one of the challenges of your time is that you are now being asked to develop the muscle of knowing what is true and holding what is true and not feeling dependent on something outside of you to, what would we say, to back that up. That sounds like a simple thing, but it is not a simple thing because all of your training was to measure your life by what was outside, by how you are seen, by how you are approved of, by how you are validated. And that is nothing to be ashamed about because that is the training that you received. We do want to point out how very patriarchal that is. And that is why in so many situations where a woman looks at something and knows what is true, she will doubt her ability to know what is true and doubt her ability then to hold it. So that is part of what we are building within ourselves, the ability to look at something and say, that is evil, that is not good, and I know that. And that is something in the library of my mind. It will be filed under what it is. And it will not be interfered with by anything outside of me. And when I can hold that, then I can also hold what is good. And one does not interfere with the other. It is like the thing that you have always known. You can know about a war in another country, and you know that that is not good. And that is stored, that is filed in your information. And at the same time, you can look at some things that are happening in our country that are very good, and you can file that too. What it does is it gives you a balance so that you do not despair. And it is why you do not want to focus entirely on what you are being told or what you are being pressured about. You simply put it in your file, and then you put something good that is happening in the other file. So you actually hold a kind of balance within yourself. It is so, some of you are rather miraculous. You are living in a time when woman is not honored as she should be and not encouraged to be strong in truth and on your own side. You know this battle, you have fought it most of your life. So when you look over and you see how a man is raised, and a man is validated, and a man is told to believe in himself, and that self is true, it's not pleasant. And yet both of these things exist, don't they? Here's someone who has been told from birth that he is special, he is powerful, he is strong, and he has the right. Do not misunderstand. We know there is much trouble with all of that for men. But you were not told that at all. You were told that you needed to be good. You were told that you needed to serve. You were told that you would never be good enough. And Mother God is appalled, by the way, at the fact that you have had to grow up in this, because she is your creator. She's part of the creation of who you are, and she is good and strong and all of the magical things that you are. But you were not taught to value them. You were not taught even to recognize them. How many of you, with your strong feminine intuitions, have known something and said something, and someone would say, how did you know that? How did you know that? And you find yourself speechless, you, because you were not taught to say, because I have intuitive gifts, because I found the, I could feel the energy in that, or I've seen that pattern before and I know what it is, and that is how it is. You do not say that. You say, oh, just a guess, or just a shot in the dark. All of those things, and you were taught that too. You were taught that it's dangerous to even know what you know. And now this time, ironically, is forcing you not only to know what you know, but to hold it. And but that is not all negative. It is, you know what you know, this is dark, yes, but you can know over here too, and this is light. And you see both, and you are able then to come to a strength because you know about both, but this is what you support and this is what you honor. The light is what you support, the light is what you honor. This exists, you know about it, but you are not bringing it to the forefront of your own life or your own energy. So what you are doing actually is you are healing the patriarchal wound. And that is happening in many places. We have great sympathy for men who are having now to look at the breaking down of the thing that they were taught was true. And now they are beginning to realize, some men, not all men, but good men are beginning to realize that it was never true. They were never the only ones who knew. They were never the only strong ones. And so it is beginning to be shaky for many of them because they are now going to have to redefine what it is to be a man and to be in power and to be good. It is requiring some new definition. So certainly we have empathy for them, but Mother God wants you to be able to hold inside of yourself that you were always good enough, that you were always strong, that you always had intuitive and creative processes that are extremely valued and valued by the universe, even when they were not valued by the society in which you were raised. So what a time this is. It is both Armageddon and resurrection, all happening at the same time. So we hope you are all taking naps appropriately and that you are getting massages, taking walks, taking trips, because this is quite a lot. And so when this is all happening, we want you to remember that what you are doing is going to change how women are moving in the world from now on. We are giving up the one down position, but we are not fighting for the number one position because that is not a woman's way. We are simply stepping up into our own power, and good men are stepping up into their power, being led by wisdom and love and moving together. And that is, if the planet ever had a goal, that is the goal. So when you find yourself in doubt, and we understand, how could you not? We want you to pay attention to the patriarchal strain that takes away your confidence. So anytime you are in a situation and what is going on inside of you is you are not enough, we want you to remember that you were not born with that. You were born knowing that you were enough, but that patriarchal sword that cut through your energy took that away from you. When you are feeling that you are not perfect. That patriarchal sword told you that you were supposed to be. And that has never been the truth, not of the universe, not of even the world. That is simply not true, because here is the irony. On your planet, there is no perfect. And so you were trained to be cruel to yourself because you were not perfect in a world where perfect does not exist. Now we could move on briefly to the thing about growth. And you are human. Part of being human is that you try and you succeed, you try and you do not succeed. And from the universal standpoint, they are both the same. Why? Because they are both what you must do to learn how to move into your power, to move onto your path. So both are equally valuable, not equally pleasant, but equally valuable. And this idea that this is not how you are supposed to be, when we say it is inhuman, we mean it literally. It is inhuman. That is the way of the human, to try, to succeed, to not succeed, to do something here to make it work better, to look at what works for you, to look at what does not work for you, and have equal respect for those lessons. This is how you move into your own power. If you have ever watched someone powerful make a mistake, it is an education. Because they make a mistake and they go, that did not work, we will do this. And there was no pause in time to get the whips and the things to beat themselves to a pulp. That was relegated to women. That is what women were taught to do. So your job now is to stop doing it. You can, of course you're going to feel bad if it didn't work, but does that mean something bad about you? No, it means this did not work. Move over here. Oh, look, this did work. And by the way, there's a real tendency to focus on what did not work and totally forget what did. And in a day, there's far more of what did work than what didn't. But because of this unfortunate training, your focus goes to what did not work. And then you take it into the old belief that is because you are not enough. What a terrible circle of misunderstanding of being a human. So this is a rather large lesson, we understand. But as you're moving through this time, please do keep this lesson in mind. It is how, as we move through the darkness, when we come to the light, we will be who we really are. And that is the joy of the universe, seeing the universe's children become who they really are. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Breathe in violet. Breathe in knowing. Exhale, unknowing. Move into your heart center and look at the beauty in your own heart. The places where you can rest and refresh. The places that you have created. The beauty. And see that a path has illuminated. And walk to that path. Step on that path and let go of the world and the worry and the strain. Let it go. And let that path take you upward. And know that the blessings that are for you are in the air that you breathe. So you consciously open your body to receiving all that the universe wants you to have. And feel the supportive movement moving you up and up. To the place of knowing light. And allow yourself to know the light in you and to see the light around you in every place that you are looking. Look for the kind word. Look for the supportive movement. Look for the helpful and gentle, and look for that light in every step you take, in every place you are. Now step back on the path and let the path take you upward again. Stop and breathe in more that is good for you, that makes you free and strong. And come to the place of creation. And feel all the parts of you that create, that long to create. And make your creation full of light. And look at the things that you have created and see their beauty and see the gift that they are. And allow yourself joy for that. Come back to the path and begin to move upward again. And come to the place of the gift and know that your teacher waits for you here. Resting the mind, know the gift. Now receive your teacher's blessing. And thank your teacher for being here. Now turn and come back down the path, continuing to breathe in all that is good for you. And come back to your heart center and begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.